This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We, you and me, American households, owe $13.2 trillion in the winter quarter. That's a record high. Indications are that many Americans are handling this okay. Consumer debt levels are stabilizing, according to the New York Fed's quarterly household debt report. But there's a warning sign when it comes to credit cards. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Yes, Americans are carrying a lot of debt. But Michael Pierce at Capital Economics says keep that in perspective.
The overall debt as a share of disposable incomes is around 90% or so, well down from the peak of 115% in 2007.
Pierce says delinquencies are on a downward trend or flat for most debt categories, like mortgages and student loans, not so for plastic.
A rising share of households are having problems paying off their credit card debt. And I think this can be linked to the recent surge in market interest rates we've seen.
Credit card rates tend to be based more off short-term interest rates, which have started to soar. Analyst Matt Schultz at creditcards.com says rising credit card delinquencies could be a sign of things to come.
It is scary that Americans are piling up all this debt while economic times are good.
Because it means they probably aren't saving for the bad times. And with the Fed on course to keep raising interest rates, that credit card debt is only going to get more expensive. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.